Absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig interkulturell.
Absolut interkulturalisch.
Absolutamente intercultural.
Absolutely intercultural.
Hello dear listeners and welcome to show 321 of Absolutely Intercultural. Have you ever been in a room where everyone was friendly? Everyone smiled and yet you felt like an outsider? Maybe people invited you in, but something still felt different, like you were standing at the edge of a circle instead of being completely inside it. Today, we're talking about something many people experience when they move to a new place, or start at a new university, or enter a new community, creating a sense of belonging. My name is Jerusha, and in today's episode, we are exploring what it really means to feel like we belong and feel at home somewhere. Belonging is not always created through big moments. Sometimes it is the small things that stay with us. For example, someone making an effort to understand where we come from, remembering something about our culture, or simply making us feel that we're not just present, but that we are part of the group. As always, here on Absolutely Intercultural, everyone is free to think and say absolutely anything. The stories we share today come from personal experiences, and we want to remind you that each story gives us a chance to look at belonging from a different perspective, and a single story does not represent everyone. In this episode, we will hear from three guests who reflect on their journeys of finding a sense of belonging in academic spaces, and how these experiences have shaped their connections with others. In our first story, Absolutely Unseen, we hear from Marlo, who takes us into moments when belonging felt uncertain. Her story explores how the feeling of belonging can be shaped by the way we see ourselves and by the way others see us.
I come from a continent where no one else is coming from, and I'm older on top of that than them, so they found it difficult to interact with me.
In our second story, Absolutely Included, we meet Marla, who talks about her work with international students and the different ways her team creates opportunities for students to feel welcomed and included on campus. Through her story, we get a glimpse of how small interactions and support systems can make a big difference in helping students feel like they belong.
There are days where individuals from various backgrounds may celebrate different cultural events or different religious events, and we set up these opportunities to create a sense of belonging for our international students.
In our final story, Absolutely Connected, we meet Iris, who shares her journey of finding belonging through teaching. She talks about how she adapts the way she teaches to make her students feel comfortable, included, and like they're truly part of a classroom.
Whenever I was challenged to go and work somewhere else, even when I was younger, when I graduated fresh from the university, people were encouraging me to go and work somewhere else. I said, no, this is the place where I belong.
Now, let us begin the show. In our first story, Absolutely Unseen, we will listen to Marlo, who talks about how belonging is not only connected to where we come from, but also to the different parts of ourselves that we carry with us. Let's listen to Marlo as she shares moments when she felt the absence of belonging and reflects on what those experiences taught her.
So in 2023, I traveled to Germany to participate in a summer school. Previously, I have traveled to Germany and I thought, okay, I can speak the language. I know how the culture works here. I might find a sense of belonging easier. This was the first time I traveled for an extended period, which was about 2 months, and also the first time as a student. Although, when I arrived, I noticed I was one of the older students. Most of the students were around their early 20s or just finished high school. I was already doing my master's and I was studying a bit later than other students, so I was also a bit much more older, at least with 6-7 years older. And there I realized, oh, okay, this is going to be difficult. And also the colleagues who I met there at this university, I've worked with them previously, so they viewed me as a fellow colleague, which also made the lines a bit difficult when they were teaching me, should I address you as a student or as an adult colleague? I was also the only South African that participated in this summer school. Most of the other participants didn't even come from the African continent, let alone South Africa. So I felt excited that I would be here to contribute some knowledge from South Africa, my cultural perspective from home, yet where most of the students came from the global north or even Asia, South America, North America. They immediately formed their teams because they found a sense of belonging among themselves and some circles of familiarity. And I was sort of shoved into the back end because I come from a continent where no one else is coming from, and I'm older on top of that than them, so they found it difficult to interact with me even though I try to reach out to interact with them, and that made the whole experience a bit difficult. Initially, when I started talking to some of them about South Africa and where I'm from and what it looks like there, I realized, oh, okay, it's not about my culture, it's more about my age, which in hindsight was a wonderful thing to experience because they showed no partiality, like, or judgment from a cultural context, which I was prepared for. But it did hurt a little bit thinking that they couldn't connect with me because of my age. So I felt like I was stuck in some sort of gap. That I couldn't escape, and it wasn't my fault. It's not my fault. I was born in the year I was. Although there was an age gap that we struggled with, I could still plant some seeds about South Africa in these students' heads so that they might be interested to come to South Africa and visit and discover, and that we are a multicultural country as well.
Now, let's have a look at what we can do to avoid this, because I would see both of these aspects as culture.
So from a personality perspective, I am more of an introvert than an extrovert. But when I am in an environment surrounded by the things that excite me, I turn into an extrovert. And I told myself, but if you want to connect with these students and make new friends and show them that you can keep up with them, you have to turn on your extrovert volume a little bit more. So I had to step out of my comfort zone where I usually like to do things on my own, navigate on my own. I really had to tell myself and encourage myself, just go and sit with them and just start a conversation. Don't worry about if they're going to like it or not. Just start a conversation. And actually, out of that, I met a Romanian student and I discovered that she was busy with her PhD. She was a bit younger than me, but she was also in her advanced study stage. And in the end, because I sparked a conversation about what do you want to study after you finished your undergraduate, and she said, oh no, I'm doing my PhD. There we actually connected, and it was very funny. We actually connected by talking about the Eurovision Song Contest, because she asked me, what do I know about Romania? Mm-hmm. And I just know that they've written very good songs for the contest. And it would be lovely for me to travel to Romania one day and visit Bucharest and all of those cities. That's the barrier I tried to break, was being more active in challenging myself, my own personality, and to step out of a comfort zone. And in the end, I made a lifelong friend out of it.
What stands out from Marlo's story is that sometimes it is not the differences that make us feel like we don't belong. It is the assumption that people make about those differences. Sometimes a label, a first impression, a background can shape whether we feel included or left out. In our second story, Absolutely Included, we meet Marla, who takes us through the different ways her team at the International Office at Brock University in Canada supports international students and helps them feel more connected to the campus community. She shares how creating opportunities for students to engage, connect, and feel supported can make a big difference in their study abroad experience.
When our team looks to plan events or looks to plan our programming for the year, we engage in a process that creates space for all international students or students of all backgrounds. We look at what are important dates and celebrations to various student groups and populations, and we incorporate those dates into our planning. We call them days of significance, and they are days where individuals from various backgrounds, whether they're degree-seeking students or exchange students, may celebrate different cultural events or different religious events, and we set up these opportunities to create a sense of belonging for our international students. Some examples are our celebration of Diwali or Holi or Kwanzaa. One particular event that we ran last academic year was an Indian night where we celebrated all things Indian, where we had culturally specific food, drinks, information about the country itself. We had a Bollywood dancing experience where our students and staff who attended were given a lesson on a particular type of traditional dance, which was amazing to see. Both our students from India being able to have that experience, but also our domestic students not from India participating and learning a little bit about the history of that particular dance, why it was significant, and actually being able to participate. So it was quite an experience where we were internationalizing our campus, but also really creating a sense of belonging for our international Indian students. At Brock, we hear from our international students. We ask them questions about their transition and their, you know, the challenges that they've had. And some of the challenges and transitions that they've identified as a problem or concern for them are not being familiar with the area, not being familiar with maybe the transportation or housing options before they get here. That creates this sense of disconnect or barrier. So some of the things that we do is to make deliberate connections in the community with partners. So for example, our closest grocery store, we have a relationship with them where they have enhanced their international food options related to who our students are. So, you know, for an international student who's having a tough time with transition, who isn't able to find food that they love, that can be a real barrier to feeling like you belong in the community because nobody's anticipated that you're going to be here. Nobody has, you know, said, okay, we know that students from these parts of the world are coming to Brock and this is what they need to feel comfortable and feel like a sense of belonging. So we've created those connections to try and reduce those barriers.
Marla's story is a reminder that belonging does not always come from big changes. Sometimes it is the small things that make the biggest difference. A simple gesture, like acknowledging someone's background or making an effort to understand their needs, can send a powerful message that they are welcome here and that they are part of this community. In our final story, Absolutely Connected, we meet Iris from Albania, who takes us through her experiences of teaching in different places and reflects on how she found a sense of belonging through the connections she built with her students.
I really like doing my job because it is really a long time that I've been involved with this job. And here we are after 25 years, how much progress I had made and what a journey it has been. Because if we talk in terms of internationalization, of course, I've been part of the working group for my faculty, for my university. And there is a reason behind that, because probably I started to internationalize myself since I was a little kid, a little girl, when the systems changed, because I was like 13 when communism fell and democracy came. And I was very blessed and lucky to be introduced to another culture, which was the American culture. I had an American teacher from Peace Corps who was teaching us for 4 years with a lot of devotion, with a lot of care, with a very interesting teaching style. And she really influenced me positively, immensely, I would say, that I followed her model in my teaching styles in the future when I ended up like a university lecturer.
What is something about teaching that makes it so meaningful to you?
When people ask me what I like most about teaching, my answer is always the same, the students.
Bringing some part of my experience and sharing it with them is very, very interesting because they can adapt to my teaching styles, but I can adapt also to their learning expectations and objectives. And this is something that, yeah, makes me first wonder whether I'm doing it right, but then second, when I see that this is very rewarding and in their evaluation, I get, you know, high percentage of scores, I see that my mission has been fulfilled, you know, with great results. And this is the mission of a person that belongs to this teaching environment, that whenever I was challenged to go and work somewhere else, even when I was younger, when I graduated fresh from the university, people were encouraging me to go and work somewhere else. I said, no, this is the place where I belong. And it doesn't matter if I travel and if I get engaged in a different academic environment, which is Reinhardt campus here in Germany, or whether it might be Hungary, where I've been for like 7 times teaching there, or in France, or in Westminster University in London. It doesn't make any change because my mission is to disseminate knowledge.
Can you give us an example from your classroom?
Here I've had a great experience with working with different students and also impacting them, as I said, especially through projects that we developed together. Important project that we had in winter semester was Diversophy, and from the very name it has this diversity inside. And from there these students could interact a lot with each other. They were as if they were working in a company, so they had their roles in different departments. So they learned how to interact with each other. They learned how to build the team. They learned how to respect the boundaries, but also to respect the working conditions and the working environment, the time, to be disciplined, to do their tasks on time.
Through Iris' story, we see that belonging can be created wherever we are. It grows through the relationships we build, the spaces we create for others, and the small ways we make people feel like they matter. Together, these stories give us a chance to think about a simple question. What makes a place feel like home? Is it the people around us? Is it the moments when we felt understood? Or is it the feeling that we no longer have to question whether we belong? We would love to hear your stories. Leave a comment on our website, send us an email, or reach out if you'd like to be a guest. Our next show will be coming to you from Anne Fox in Denmark on the 4th of September 2026. Until next time, Leben Sie absolut intercultural.
Absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig interkulturell.
Absolut interkulturalisch.
Absolutamente intercultural.
Absolutely intercultural.